Welcome to Ivy the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to Ivy the Future. This is Annika Smith, broadcasting from the CSC in Seattle. The Center for Science and Culture is opening new frontiers for scientific discovery by funding Biologic Institute, a new independent research organization. Biologic Institute aims to test the specific empirical claims of neo-Darwinism, intelligent design, and other theories of biological origin. Building on their own work and the work of others before them, scientists at Biologic Institute have been quietly and patiently working in the laboratory to test the limits of Darwinian evolution and to explore the implications of intelligent design for molecular biology, astrobiology, and engineering. Heading up this team is Biologic Director and former Cambridge University research scientist Douglas Axe, whose work has appeared in journals like Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Journal of Molecular Biology, and Biochemistry, and has been reviewed in Nature. According to Dr. Axe,
the idea behind Biologic is to bring together scientists who agree on the reality of design in biology and let them work together on a new approach to studying life.
Senior scientists at Biologic include Dr. Axe, evolutionary biologist Richard Sternberg, astrobiologist Guillermo Gonzalez, and molecular biologist Ann Gager, a former postdoctoral fellow at Harvard. At Biologic, Dr. Gager has experimentally tested the difficulty of recruiting an enzyme to a new function, something supposed to be easily achieved by undirected mutation and natural selection. Evolutionary theory claims that the whole families of enzymes with related structures have been produced by gradual divergence and recruitment to new functions. Her work is putting this idea to the test.
Biologists have assumed that proteins can easily be reconfigured to new functions because there are so many enzymes that are structurally similar. But how easy is it to reconfigure proteins to new functions? This is an important question that has not been adequately tested before, and it needs to be addressed in order to assess the validity of the neo-Darwinian account. So we're undertaking experiments in the lab to address just this question.
Another example of the groundbreaking research being done at Biologic Institute is a new computational system that Dr. Axe and co-workers have developed. This powerful new program uses a compelling analogy with language to provide a model of the relationship between code, structure, and function that is more lifelike than any previous model. This is the first computational system to provide a clear link between changes in gene sequences and their downstream effects on function for the organism. Other research projects currently underway include theoretical and experimental studies of genome organization and its impact on development and morphology, the role of information in evolving systems, the biophysics of molecular motors, and how the universe is designed to support intelligent life. As Dr. Axe shared,
when you view biology from a radically different perspective and one that's more compelling than the old perspective, you open the door to new discovery. That's a very exciting prospect, and that's what's driving our work.
For ID the Future, this is Annika Smith signing off. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.